RG Mobile. 2T in 0TR.
In 0TR, KQ4CRG. Robert over here in Bowling Springs.
Oh, I was just trying to get a hold of Rusty. He hasn't been feeling good. Wanted to see how he was doing. How are you doing today?
Been all right this morning. It's been a good day anyway. We woke up this morning. That's always a good thing. How about yourself?
Summative, I agree with that. Well, did they finally get your company shut down? I think you're the gentleman who said you were working part-time.
Yes, that'd be me. Yeah, shut down, so now I'm just officially retired right now. Maybe here shortly we might try to look for something part-time. Me and the wife both started our Social Security. We just ain't doing nothing but getting bored about every day. But I did pull out the big green egg yesterday, and we had some good old hamburgers last night for supper.
W2T Mobile.
Hi, Rusty. How are you feeling today? I haven't heard from you. Figured you'd been down.
Each other in there is Dave, and there was somebody else in there a while ago. Now, I had to, by the time you called, Tom, I had my phone rang, so I had to answer that because it was a doctor's office. I'm going to go back in and let them do a test on me to make sure I don't, that everything is cleared up. So I'm feeling somewhat better. Don't have the aches and pains and the headaches, but my sinuses are stopped up like nobody's business, and I'm going to go have them check me out just to be sure I haven't gotten a sinus infection from it. But this is the first time I've left the yard since Tuesday of last week.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. Yeah, I've had sinus problems here for like 3 weeks, so I hope that's all that you got. They're real stingy about giving antibiotics anymore. And this is Robert over in Boiling Springs, and he just retired, him and his wife. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, Rusty. Well, Tom, I'm back here at the Home 20. Got to get in here and see what she wants to do for lunch there. We're going to reach out and holler at you a little bit later, maybe today. 73s, y'all have a good one. It's KQ4CRG. We'll be clear on your final time.
Okie doke, Robert. You have a great day and enjoy that retirement. Time really starts to fly now. Go ahead, Rusty.
All right, nice to hear you on the air, Robert. And I live down here in the Moore area, so I'm not far from you. Anyway, well, Tom, I'm headed to the post office. I got some more QSL cards going out, and I'm not going to put them in the mailbox at home. I just don't want to take a chance because weather's too good. And last time they hit me was 2 weeks ago, and it was rainy, so they still hit me for it. So, oh, well, and I'll... But anyway, pretty day out here, just windy as heck. I'm going by a car dealership, and all of their flags that are posted on their fence are standing straight out, Tom.
Affirmative. It's northeast at 8 steady with 14 to 17 mile an hour gusts, and it feels like 49 when it's really 55. And the weather forecaster got it right, Rusty. He said it was going to be windy all day, and Bernice said to tell you hi. We just finished up breakfast over here. We went over to Amy's last night, and she had a... And I don't know why, she just invited us to supper there yesterday. And gosh, it was like Christmas. It was prime rib and ham and you name it. And Bernice made three different things that we took over there, And then we got to meet the oldest grandson's new girlfriend. And, boy, you made a good choice. She's quite beautiful and very quiet and nice. So I was happy about that. And that's about all we did. And I kind of want to go out just to get out today. But, wow, it's just not the most comfortable day in the world. Although it does look pretty out there, over.
Yeah, well, some other people don't look pretty either.
Don't be talking about Rusty that way.
They'll let anybody on here. Well, I'll tell you what, it is nice out here. It's, like you said, it's windy, and I'm just driving along. I'm not going to wander around too much. I'm going to make one stop on the way back to the house. Well, I'm going to make two stops because I got to put me some go juice in this car. And I like to keep the tank. It's down to the half tank at level. It's down lower than I usually let it get, so I'm going to fill it back up today before I go back to the house. And get things done. So, anyway, and hello, David. Go ahead and pick it up.
Yeah, David, don't be talking about Rusty that way. Don't kick him when he's down. He's sick.
I said because David ran his mouth.
I was talking about somebody else that's on there besides Rusty. I wasn't talking about Rusty because I had not heard Rusty's voice yet. I just heard Mr. Tom there. But anyway, top of the morning to you, almost afternoon, isn't it? Well, I guess, Rusty, you're not doing well, but you've been out because you said it was windy. So, but anyway, I don't know. Let's see. Go ahead and pick it up, Rusty. KB4CBA.
Well, as I told Tom earlier, this is the first time I've left the yard since Tuesday of last week when I went to the doctor's office. And then came down with COVID, so I've been treating that, staying home like I was supposed to, and they put me on a Paxlovid, and I finished that up yesterday, and right now I've just got sinuses so stopped up, it's not even funny, so I'm going, got an appointment at 4:15 this afternoon to see one of the nurse practitioners to see if I have a sinus infection or something that's messing me up. And then we'll go from there. But I'm not going to get around a lot of people today. I'm going to stop one place, pick up lunch. And I've got a mask to wear for that. I'm headed to the post office, but I'm going to drive through and throw stuff in the box outside. So not going to have to worry about that, David. But I have been dealing with COVID for the last week. Go ahead, Tom.
This is N0TR. Well, sorry to hear that, Rusty. And did you say you was dealing with COVID?
I was dealing with it. I did have it. It did turn out crop up about Wednesday. So anyway, but it's hopefully it's over now.
Yes. Well, God bless you. I hope so. And David, you must have been talking about Robert because he ain't here to defend himself, and I'm so dang good looking. You couldn't have been talking about me.
Yeah, I must have been mistaken. but anyway, well, Rusty, I'm glad. I'm glad you're over the worst of it. Evidently, it sounds like it anyway, except for the sinus part. And I got my flu shot, but I never have gotten a COVID shot. I should get one, but anyway. That's a story for another day, I guess. And I'm going to play tennis, as you can imagine. And they say the wind's going to die down. I certainly hope it does. But anyway, and let's see. I'll turn it over to Rusty.
I'm playing that tennis today because that wind is out here is strong enough that it's going to affect the way that ball goes. You're going to hit it, and it's going to go, you would think it's going to go right, and it's going to turn and go left before it gets to where you want it to go right. But it's very stiff out here. And from down here near the post office, it looks like they're building another hotel down here. It looks like that's what they've done here. They've got a building. And then back in behind that area, back in behind the post office, they've got what looks like a bunch of apartment buildings being built back here. So, lots of good things going. W2T Mobile, go ahead, Tom.
We are. Well, like I said, I don't know if I'm going to go out and do it. I thought it was supposed to be windy all day, but, you know, I'm not positive about that. But it's, I think that's what Fox said this morning, that 27-mile-an-hour winds were expected or something like that. Pretty high. You're going to have to switch over to pickleball. That's more for old men anyways.
Hey, guys.
Actually, you know, the young'uns are playing it, too. You ought to go to Northside Park on Saturday. I was there at 11 o'clock and on West Darby Road, and that place, let's see, they got at least 9 pickleball courts. Every one of them was full, and they had a big audience there, too. They usually don't have an audience, but they're usually full. And most of them are a lot younger than me. But anyway, it would be a good thing. It'll probably be a transition that I'll do when I get to the point to where I can't play tennis, because it looks like I'm losing, I'm getting arthritis in my right hand, so I'm going to be losing the ability to control the racket.
Well, you said an oughta. Now, is that an oughta or a head oughta?
Again, I was in a bad spot back there.
Well, you were saying an oughta go to that pickleball court. Now, I was just wondering if that was a oughta or a head oughta.
I can't get those last two words you're saying. I know you're talking about a pickleball court, but anyway, and I don't know if you're trying to be funny or you're just asking a question.
Well, I was just asking a question. You said an oughta go there, and I didn't know if that was an oughta go or a head oughta.
Know what that means?
Well, I didn't think so down here, but up in Kansas, we always said an otter is, well, an otter's butt's bigger than a beaver's butt.
Okay, well, I get it now. All right, well, I'm not going to comment on that. Oh, me, KB4CPA. Go ahead and pick it up, Rusty.
Someplace for just a minute. Well, you know, I haven't even figured that out either, but my neighbor was like 87 years old when he passed away, and that's always what he'd say if I said, you ought to do this, Merle, or you ought to do that. And I never did get what he meant. So if you're confused, that makes two of us.
Well, you know, we have some words out in the English language that are very confusing. I can see why it's difficult for people to learn. The one I'm thinking about is the word yonder, Y-O-N-D-E-R, I guess is the way you spell it. It's used in the context of like, yeah, I'm going over yonder and, to get, you know, so-and-so, whatever. And, or, you know, it's right over yonder, you know, go get it, it's right over yonder. And people don't know where yonder is.
Double again.
Oh, yeah, we know where if you're going over yonder. It's, anyways, that used to be a song in World War II. A good one, too. Go ahead, Rusty. We're just goofing off here for the moment. If anyone wants to break in, have at it.
Well, let's see. I got over here to the post office, and they used to have a couple of boxes outside where you could just pull up and drop mail in them. I got over here today, no boxes, so I had to get out of the car and go inside to the drop-off box inside, and which meant I put on my mask so I didn't want to cause any problems, but do have me a doctor's appointment this afternoon, so at 4:15, so I will go over there and see the nurse practitioner and see what she has to say, if I can ever get out of here. You talking about words that that make people think. David, how do you pronounce the word spelled Whiskey Oscar Uniform November Delta?
Give it to me one more time.
Whiskey Oscar Uniform November Delta. W-O-U-N-D.
Is that wound as in, you've been wounded or whatever. Wound.
All right. Spelled the same way. How about wound up too tight?
Dummy.
Dead spot there. Say it again.
Go ahead, Rusty. Some people with the lower IQ has a hard time of absorbing these technical things.
Yeah, I know, but I was giving David the benefit of the doubt. How about if I said wound up too tight, David? Now, how would you spell that one? The first word, wound. It's spelled the same way you pronounce the other word, isn't it?
Well, I've never thought about it, but wound. Yeah, I guess it is, isn't it?
That's another one of those words in the English language that could be confusing to a lot of people, even to people who speak English as their native tongue. Go ahead, Tom.
I don't know if Dave's quite got that yet. He meant wound up too tight. W-U-2-T, Dave. Over.
Before CBA with the group, there's a lot of words like here, H-E-A-R, H-E-R-E. You can just go on and on and on. But, and we have our little southern words that we use that nobody else uses. Oh, my goodness. I've got a fellow amateur radio operator calling me on the phone here. Let me get it. KB4CBA.
See you later, Dave. Have a good day. Go ahead, Rusty.
Yeah, you have a good one, Dave. I'm going to go down here and put some go juice in the car, fill it back up, because I want to keep it with the weather. You never know with this weather, so I want to keep the car full. And then I'm going to go pick me up some Chinese food for lunch and take it home and sit around the house and then be back at the doctor's office at 4:15. So, that's what my day is going to be like. I'm going to stay away from rehearsals until I'm sure I don't have anything that I can spread around. You know, Tom?
Yeah, Dave and I like to have fun with each other and throw jabs, Rusty, so pay no attention to it. He's a great guy. Anyways, insurance wouldn't pay for him, but I got mine free somehow. There was an advertisement on TV, and I just went ahead and ordered them. And they come through U.S. mail. But you've been down long enough, I would think you ought to be cleared. But you got the best attitude. It's best to go with the doctor and make sure, because you don't want to spread that stuff around. My son-in-law's mother was at that big meal last night at Amy's here a while back. She won't take a flu shot. And I knew what she was going to say because they almost had to put her in the hospital. She was dreadfully sick for 2 weeks, really bad. And naturally, she said, her doctor said that one wouldn't have stopped the flu anyways. Everything I've read and everything I've heard is that the flu shot this year, that for once they hit it on the head and protect it on, they give you a quadrivalent, which is good for four types of them. And of course, she said that wasn't the type she had, which I don't believe. And then my daughter says, well, are you going to take a flu shot now? Oh, absolutely not. She gets the flu from the flu, which is absolutely false and totally impossible. call too, Rusty, I suppose, in 02.
No, I got in this area over here on Reedville Road where there's this two-block area that just wipes out this repeater. I can't hear it. Nobody can hear me on it when I'm in that area. I have to go through it because I'm going down here where the gas station is I'm going to, and then I'm going to come back into it because I got to go back and pick up my lunch. But this is one of these areas that, and I don't know what I can do about it. Dave said something about putting a phone in there or something. I don't know. I'll have to figure that out. But I'm about down here to the 7-Eleven, so I'm going to go pull in here and fill up my gas tank and get it back up to the full mark so I don't have to worry about it. I'll talk to you in a few minutes, Tom. N0TR, W2T, 73s for right now.
Miss N0TR, W2T. Okay, Rusty, good to hear you're getting better. I think we give 294 here at the little Willis's filling station last night on the way home from the daughter's. And I was a little bit below half, which I don't usually let it get that low, or a little above half, I guess. But it's only a few blocks away from home, so I generally stop there. But it's remained pretty stable. I'm surprised, because with all these Houthis shooting up the ships out there in the over there by Saudi Arabia and Iraq and all that, I thought maybe it'd go back high, and I still think it might. But take care. Have a good day. Hope you come up clear. W2T and 0TR clear.
Hey, Tom, I'll holler at you a minute. Sound like everybody you talking to is gone. Scale 4, QLG.
Chris, I'm glad you did. Oh, yeah, it was KB4CBA, Dave, and W2T Rusty, and Dave and I always get on here and kid each other back and forth and have a lot of fun, but Rusty's been sick and down with COVID. It's still going around some, but I heard it's waning some and getting less and less. But I don't like crowds. You're just increasing your chances of getting it. And Rusty has to. He sings in a choir and does stuff at church and whatnot. But I've been trying to avoid crowds until the winter gets over with. And I wish it'd get over with. I'm tired of it. Even today, it's 57 here and feels like 46. And it says the peaks are 14 miles an hour. How's the weather up there, Chris?
About the same. I've tried some gusts up to 26.9. So those gusts are kind of up and down, but temperature's about the same as yours.
You say 26 mile an hour wind up there?
Was probably 2 hours ago I tried that one. It just got to blowing really hard and I went and looked and it was 26, I believe, 0.9. It's almost 27 miles an hour.
That would make it cold up there. Well, when you tried to check into the net the other night, your signal just went completely to pot. And so I stepped in there a little bit to help out. You do have that motorboating still on there. What are you using for a power supply on it? Is it analog or is it a switch mode?
It's MSJ switching.
I don't know that that would be it or not. I've solved those problems before by putting about 1,000 microfarad capacitor on the back of the power supply, but on those switch modes, I don't know. I don't think it hurt anything, 1,000 or 2,000, but that may not be it at all. And it just sounds like a sort of like that coming across the signal with you. Now, today, I can hear you good. But in the background, I can hear that. is the fan on your transmitter, is it running, and is it running smoothly? I mean, I don't know if you can see it or not. The one on mine, I can't even see it, Chris.
One thing I was wanting to check with you this morning, when I first started talking, the fan on the transceiver was not running. It is running now. And I actually hollered for you last night before you got done in Amy. I heard you get on the radio with Patrick. And just before that, I hollered for you just so that I get a radio check from you. But I got a radio check and you said I was coming in loud and clear and full time. So I stayed on this radio and everything seemed to be working fine. I was hoping to get it to drop out on me again today so I could troubleshoot it. I think it's this mic cord is in bad shape. So I had it stretched out the other night pretty good ways. And I think that's what did. It might still be that fan. That fan is running right now. Are you still hearing it?
Yes, you are. KB4QLG. I was thinking, Chris, and got confused there. Yes, I can. Normally, this ICOM I got here, it's an older one, ICOM 208. The second I start to talk, and I'm just talking on low power, I think, might not be, but it always turns on, Chris. Hang on just a second here, and I was going to let you hear what this sounds like. Let me get my glasses on. Well, I can see it. I don't often have to use the glasses, but these digits are really small on this thing. There we go. Now is it recording? Yeah. Okay, and the volume's turned up. All right. Talk to me about what a nice day it is or something like that. Just extend it to your...
It's turning out to be a pretty nice day. Temperature about above average. But that wind cuts through and drops that feels like temperature down pretty good. Got some strong gusts earlier this morning. But right now, past couple hours, it has died down. I think the lowest gust was around 16, but the highest was up to 26, 27. Is that enough transmission for you, Tom?
Here, just a second, Chris. I should have just dead to you, but you could hear us very clearly, couldn't you, Chris?
That was pretty loud, sounded like me. KO4QLG.
Okay, give me a dead key for about 10 seconds or less. It wasn't as loud on the dead key, Chris. Hang on, I'll put these glasses on now. that middle. Here is hard to see. When I rewind it, I got to stop it real quick, like. Hang on a second, we'll test this here. And I think that'll come up on the next one. That ought to be enough to give you an idea anyways, Chris, how your radio's operating. I'm not smart enough to tell you if that's in the transmitter or not, Chris, but I'd almost say it is, but you need to get somebody that's more into the idiosyncrasies of the radio itself.
Under that, I think by letting the radio cool down, let that fan turn off and start transmitting and see exactly when that fan turns on, I think that would probably tell us if it's coming from the transceiver fan or the power supply fan. Because that power supply fan has been on this whole time, even before I started talking.
Watts, does it take you to get to the repeater up there? I would have thought you'd have had a pretty good line of sight, and you could go on low power, but I'm just guessing.
I'm on low power, so I'm only putting out about 5 watts, I think, with this radio. But that fan comes on pretty quick.
So far and above overrides that sound from that motorboating. And I don't know if Chad would know or not in a case like that, but I bet he'd know who would know. I can tell you some of the folks that would know here, but I don't know how you get a hold of them. They just have to be on here. N4IQ, NY4G, people like that that's been around a lot of years, and our engineers, matter of fact, helped a lot. And I don't know if anybody else is listening that might be technically inclined, more so than me by far, on radios. I mean, I know how they work and all of that, but I don't know where you get a signal like that in there, or if anything else in the shop could be doing it. I just don't know. I don't personally like switch mode power supplies, but you know, I got one on my amplifier down there. It's never been a minute's trouble, knock on wood, and they're making them a lot better now, and they're a lot quieter. And what I don't like about them is if they break, you can't fix them. And the analog ones you can normally fix.
I'm in the house right now. I might give you a holler back when I get to the shop. It's the same kind of power supply as the shop. And that power supply, the fan don't come on. Physically feel the heat coming off the radio. But that radio, the actual fan on the transceiver, comes on. I'm feeling my transceiver right now, and it's just barely warm, but that fan's right. So that sound coming over the airwaves, most definitely not the mic cord, but this cord has several spots and it is questionable. And when y'all said that I was dropping out, that's where I thought the failure would have been. like I was dropping out and then was picking up the landmark. But I haven't dropped out yet because I'm trying to stretch this cord out like I had it the other night. If I hadn't completely dropped out on the audio, it probably has nothing to do with the mind cord.
Are you running something? Oh, okay. Shut that door in there. I heard some... The longer you transmitted, the more static you got in your signal. And a lot of times that indicates the transceiver. But I think that's a good idea. Transmit from the shop down there. And if I hear you, Chris, I don't know what time you're going down there. I got to go out and check on the birds here in a little bit. But most anybody on here will give you a signal report. And this last time you transmitted, you start picking up a lot of static for some reason. This sends your old TR.
Well, right now, it sounds like your guess is as good as mine. But that noise that I'm hearing just don't seem like it's coming from a bad spot on the cord. It does definitely sound like something electrical. And sounds like a fan. I might go try to transmit off the radio in my truck. And then the radio in my shop. And just see if there's any difference between the three.
Can check that. When are you going to go out to your truck, Chris?
Well, getting ready to head out the door. I started talking to you here, so.
QSL? Okay, I'll listen for you and give you a signal report on it. I hope you have a great day, Chris. This is N0TR73.
I appreciate it, Tom. KO4 QLD, I'm clear for now.